What's going on, everybody? We are coming to you live from Farmington Hills, Michigan at Take a Chance Records. I'm Will, a.k.a. Siren. We got Nate over here.
Yes, sir.
And this is the Take a Chance podcast. How we feeling, Nate?
I'm feeling good. Got one out the way.
We got one. Shout out. It was a good episode.
Yes, sir. Go check that out. Go check out our last episode if you haven't seen it already.
Yeah.
But today, we have Shank.
What's good, bro?
Thank you for coming on.
For real, bro.
Appreciate it.
Just to kind of jump into it, I want to know a little bit on, like, your upbringing, you know, where you're from, what were you doing as a kid, like, outside of music or, you know, just, like, anything, like, writing-related or however you want to go about that. What type of sports, hobbies, you know?
Well, I grew up off Schoolcraft in Greenfield, so I'm right there off Southfield. Type shit. I grew up there. Stayed there for about 18 years. Music really wasn't, like, prominent for me until high school, though. But, like, I do distinctly remember, like, I ain't listening to no mainstream music until high school. So I was all old school music. So a lot of my foundation is definitely old school.
Give me some examples.
Number one, not no particular order, but Redman, Method Man, definitely my favorite duo, like Duroc Weiler, songs like that. Biggie, definitely. So many. Eminem, but like Slim Shady though, Encore,
Marshmallow
LP.
How old are you?
Yeah, I'm 22.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Low key is so many. I would have to like really look, but
yeah.
Going forward though, you know, I got to high school and shit. I went to high school in Dearborn Heights though, so I had transferred to a school called Annapolis. The middle school I went to though was Dawson.
Okay. But, I used to play basketball in Annapolis.
Yeah.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
You went to Annapolis?
No. I'm just saying, like, I had like a few games.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I think one of like the AAU tournaments was there or some shit. I remember hooping up there too.
Yeah. Did you guys grow up together?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, because I remember you saying that you lived on Schoolcraft too growing up.
Yeah, we went to Dawson together.
Or by it.
Stay on Schoolcraft, but
yeah. I remember. Okay, so that's why. I remember hearing Schoolcraft in his episode, so that's why I asked. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So when did music really like come into the picture for you? You said high school, but like what recording. Made you want to like record a song or write a song, you know?
Really? this is going to embark on the journey of a little bit of Unimiles. So it's COVID. It's 2020. So I graduate high school type shit. I already knew I wasn't going to college, so I just went straight to work. That's when I started working at the movie theater in Madge and Royal Oak.
Okay.
And cuz needed, you know, when COVID happened, though, everything shut down. So cuz was bored. I was bored. I had just got some the DoorDash shit, so I'm like hopping the whip. So me and him hopping in the whip and shit, he telling me what he trying to put together and shit, and I'm like, okay, I'm fucking with it. And y'all know who you know Miles is today.
Yeah.
So I got it from the beginning.
Yeah.
So that shit was like, okay, cuz really trying to do this.
Yeah.
And it's totally different. Like this is different.
Yeah.
You know, but I think it can work. So
people love it.
When it started working, he inspired me. I ain't gonna lie. So a lot of inspiration come from him. He really gave me the confidence to really be like, okay, if he can do this shit, I can do this shit. Yeah. Like for real.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's when Shank was really like really born. Now the name Shank is a family name though. So I ain't gonna go into the deep spill on like where it come from or anything, because I wanted to still kind of be separate. Like family Shank is different than who y'all gonna know as Shank type shit.
That's fair.
So yeah. So that's when I really started making music, though. So when he started, going, I'm like, okay, let me get into my bag about
Did you ever have a thing for, like, writing just growing up as a kid, like in school or anything?
No.
Do you write your stuff? Do you write your stuff or do you punch in?
I punch in.
Okay.
Oh, really?
I don't write anything.
Okay. That makes me respect people's music so much more too, dude.
And
it's just all in the moment off the top.
And I didn't want to like go on a full spill on it. That's why I was like trying to top it up as much as I could. But like when I got to high school, my music blew. Like what I got into. So
yeah.
X was a huge, huge inspiration.
Okay.
Juice WRLD.
Yep.
This there. Is why I punch in.
Yeah,
this,
he's up there. Right there, Juice.
This is why Juice. I punch in is because of Juice WRLD.
Yeah.
I literally saw a man, like, make hits without writing. I can do that, too.
Like,
man.
Bro, with, I'm like okay, ease, though.
With ease, okay. You can practice writing and you get better at writing.
Yeah.
All right. I can practice not writing and get better at that, too. So, yeah. Like, and the journey I've been on, man.
That's dope,
the
bro.
Proof is in the work, honestly. Yeah. So.
So, you've only been rapping a few years.
About 2020 to today. So, about 3.5. I'd say like 3.5.
Damn.
But dude. Consistently, like one and a half. Like, really, really starting to drop shit.
Yeah, yeah,
like, taking it real serious.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You said you worked at the movie theater. You got a job at the movie theater after high school. There was something you said you wanted to talk about, movies. You're a big movie guy or something?
I'm the movie man.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's some of your favorites?
I got a top three. They change every day for me, but they will always be the top three. Me, Myself, and Irene, Money Talks, and Scream 1996.
Okay.
So that's the OG Scream, right?
Yeah.
We talked about that last episode. Yeah, David Arquette. Yeah, we did.
I am Ghostface, though. So, like, I want to let everybody know that. Right now, Shank is Ghostface.
I got a song.
I talk about
Ghostface.
Him a lot in my songs. So, Shank.
Damn, I should have got him on the song.
We were talking a little bit before we started filming, but we wanted to touch on Quiet on the Set.
Yeah. Hey, real
TJ,
quick.
We should have gave you the mic, TJ. No,
I'm sorry.
I passed this bitch to him. I passed it to him, bro. You want to go first?
By the way, welcome back, TJ.
No pun intended.
Yeah, yeah. Go third check out episode? His episode two.
I don't think they caught that.
You said what?
What'd you say?
I said, you want to touch? I said, you want to touch on it first?
Oh, no.
My bad, y'all.
Hey, man.
I didn't have any, like, questions about Quiet on the Set or nothing. Wasn't thinking about talking about that, but, like, what'd you guys think of
it? I have a lot of questions. I don't know if I have questions for any of you.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's
you
what I'm
know,
saying.
Yeah.
Childhood ruined, man. Childhood cooked. I can't even. If I wanted to go back and watch Sam and Cat just on some chill shit, I can't even do it, bro.
Victorious is so
Drake
weird
Bill.
Now.
Yeah, bro.
It's too much feet.
But
bro.
It's not even just her, it's
all of it.
All of the actors.
From all that to Sam and Cat.
It's insane.
Literally.
Bro, but hey, to be honest, like, for real though, like, you, a lot of people probably don't realize how many shows, bro, like, has touched on all that. iCarly, Drake and Josh.
That's four generations, bro.
That's crazy.
That's four generations. Tainted. Childhood tainted, bro. And they don't even know it, bro.
Henry, even that new shit, like Henry
Amanda
Danger.
Show.
Henry Danger, that shit was Dan Schneider. That newer, like the newer Nickelodeon.
Man, and yeah. I just freshly caught up, bro. Like, I literally just finished watching it before
really?
We got here.
Damn.
So it's fresh on my mind, bro.
We got a new episode.
Coming out with a new episode too.
Oh yeah. See, you said April 14th, was it?
Did I think
they
so.
They weren't supposed to though.
No, but sure I think it's. I think it's gonna be all the shit that's happened since then. Like, I think it's gonna be all of them covering Dan Schneider's like interview.
What
and,
if it's all the people that like Amanda Bynes is interviewed? What
bro,
if, like, she, they bring
that's
like
crazy.
They bring in the GOAT.
Jeanette
McCurdy.
Yeah, Miranda Cosgrove.
Nah.
Yeah, Jeanette McCurdy.
Here's the thing, Miranda. Miranda won't say shit.
Nah, hell no.
So Jeanette might, because she wrote about it in her book. She might come out and say shit.
Hell yeah.
I think Amanda Bynes might. There's a possibility. She's at a point where she's like healthy now and she can talk about it, I think. You
I
know?
Believe so.
Maybe.
You know, she's happy.
I feel like that's
husband.
What's going to really put I mean, it out there is if the Drake bigger it, stars. It might make
Amanda. Yeah. I feel like if Drake did it, since Drake did it, it would help and make Amanda do it.
No, yeah, definitely. That's definitely, what I think too. It's just
bro,
sad.
2024, bro. Really.
Cat Williams started this shit, bro.
The year of the truth. He like, and it's still going, bro.
Hey, bro, you see that shit? Orlando Brown. Going.
What, when he said Usher or Gusher?
No, bro.
Look, Orlando Brown really started the shit for real. It's just Orlando Brown was on drugs and shit, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Based off reports. Don't take my word for it. I don't know, you feel me?
I think that's an
allegedly.
Accurate statement.
But,
allegedly.
You know, it's so people didn't really, they looked at him crazy.
Yeah.
But he was already doing that. So we're hearing it from a sane mouth now. We know Cat Williams ain't on drugs and shit. This is a man who kind of like got off the radar for a minute, you know? So it's like,
he was just out of,
and he's like, an OG. He been on a lot of Hollywood hits, Friday and shit, you know what I'm saying?
He really, he really broke that door down, dude.
For real. He went crazy for a little bit.
The truth's coming out for a lot of big shit like that.
Hey, bro.
Like we're
check Diddy. Your Twitter.
P. Diddy.
He said, check P. your Diddy. X. Check your
check
X.
Your Twitter,
check
bro.
P. Diddy, bro. Check, Diddy, check what happened,
internet
man?
Footsteps. I mean, footprint. For real, bro. I ain't never had a Twitter. I'm straight. Twitter ain't got no filter. All
right.
He jump said up. Last night.
Jumping no, I'm that. Talking about. I'm talking about everybody that, like, this is digging up some shit, bro. Like,
I have a feeling that there's going
to
be a form.
Like, how deep into this have y'all got into it? Like,
I've seen a lot. I've there's a certain there's bro. A certain singing TV show judge that I've heard stuff about.
I'm talking about with the Quiet on Set.
Oh, I've shit. Looked. Well, a lot of it I've heard for years. Like
yeah.
I knew.
Oh
about
yeah, we
Brian,
already kind of knew.
Like, I knew about Brian Peck.
Bro, I'm gonna say
didn't
they all trying to like figure out Nickelodeon was weird as y'all got older though on some real shit. Like okay,
yeah. I didn't know the full like extent. I didn't know the full extent, but I knew
everybody
kind of
peeped
weird.
It. But once that door like opened, like it was like, oh,
there
bro,
was, there was always
oh.
To be completely honest with you, the reason I know is because Shane Dawson used to do those conspiracy theory videos, and he used to talk
Facts.
About that type
Facts.
Of shit.
Right.
He talked about the dude that allegedly sexual assaulted a kid at Nickelodeon, and then he got a job after jail at Disney.
Oh yeah,
Brian,
he became.
Brian Peck.
He wasn't on TV, but like it was still the bro. That's horrifying to me.
Because he had all people defending him.
Yeah, bro. Like bro from SNL was defending him.
Bro. Oh, you talking about them 41 messages?
Yeah, but maybe, I mean, honestly, maybe they didn't know. Maybe they thought he was that nice guy.
That's what I'm thinking, too.
You know,
so
that kind of sucks.
I ain't
going to
put nothing past him because they
maybe
probably
the adults
left out a lot of information.
Because Hollywood's sketch. Yeah. But like, Dan Schneider didn't write in one. Yeah, he was just weird. I don't think he like did anything to any of the kids. He was just like, I don't know.
Nah,
because there wasn't
I
a lot of stuff that
Amanda.
They said like he had.
I
like,
think he did something to Amanda, bro.
He might have.
He did something.
He
might
have done
bro.
Something to Amanda.
That was definitely
that was weird.
Not right.
Yeah, it was
something
weird.
Happened. Something happened.
You said what?
From a
the massages?
On set massages from a kid?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know it happened to all the other women. But from a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Have you, and what I tell you about that one video? The popcorn pants video?
Popcorn,
have y'all seen that one?
Popcorn pants.
It was Drake Bell, Amanda.
If they were really buttery pants.
Yes.
Yeah, you put, it was
that
like.
That was the wildest
so it was
shit.
Like, you remember those popcorn things you put on the stove and you stir it?
Jiffy Pop.
Yeah.
It was pants with popcorn. It was a commercial,
like
bro.
So you would like shake.
And the popcorn
and
would pop.
The popcorn
bro.
Would fill up and there would be like butter and then you're just like all greasy and like oily.
Oh, no, yeah. No. It was a commercial, bro.
No, I know, like but it, no. Yeah. I'm not saying it was like a real thing, but I'm saying like they were. It was just like weird. Like it was like okay, kids all oily down there. People
bro, they had kids ripping up the pants and eating
popcorn and shit,
and
yeah.
like weird angles on the camera.
Yeah.
Weird, like very suspect. Like no.
That was when Ariana Grande was on the
date. Oh,
bro,
the potato.
The potato was the craziest one. Bro, I remember when I was a little kid, I saw that one where she was like pouring the water. I'm like, damn, bro, just pouring it in your mouth.
As a kid,
I think I tried to do it low key. I was like,
you're talking about kids find this funny.
No, I'm saying like, no,
you're a grown man.
No, I'm saying like, as a kid though, like when you're watching it, you're not like thinking like,
nah,
bro.
It's like feet are funny.
You look back on it, you're like, damn, like I wouldn't if I had a kid, I wouldn't want them.
Not to mention you adding in the little audio laughs.
Yeah,
nobody really laughing.
The other day,
they trying to normalize.
Come on, nah. And then y'all know they were drunk on Victorious?
Oh, 100%. They were all shit-faced.
The cast members?
Yeah.
The whole cast.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Bro,
I don't
know if this is 100% accurate. I will say that.
A lot of
but
them
But there's videos
it.
On TikTok all around
the
internet.
The nerdy dude.
With them drinking tainted
time,
water.
Robbie.
And that's what they would call it type shit.
I have seen one. I think you just mentioned it. Robbie was his name.
Mm-hmm.
Him and
Liz Gillies.
Yep. And Ariana Grande.
Yeah. They're all really close.
No, they were talking about like having like a threesome or something. Did you ever see that video?
Yeah, and he's like, what?
I don't know. Y'all talking about, oh, Ned Declassified?
No,
talking
about that shit? No.
They wild as hell too.
Yeah, they are crazy.
I can't even watch that shit no more.
It was
Jade. Y'all little freaks.
It was.
No, Ned Declassified School Survivor guy.
Oh, they got their own podcast now. Yeah, they got fucked. They got canceled.
No, they have a podcast.
Hold on.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they got canceled. Did you hear about that?
I heard about what happened.
They went on live after the Quiet on the
Sun.
Yeah.
They some freaks and geeks.
They went on live just on their podcast account, like on TikTok or YouTube, Instagram, like just them three. They were just hanging out.
I'm surprised.
And then a bunch of people started asking him about Quiet on the Set, obviously. And they kind of
disrespected that.
Like
shit,
they
bro.
Were pretty like it was like that's a little insensitive, y'all. Like
we
they
didn't get
like,
any of that
joked,
on our set.
They kind of joked about it, and like it was like it just seemed a little rough. And then they apologized after because they hadn't watched the documentary yet, but it looked shitty,
bro. But
they were just being dumb.
They were acting like they shit don't stink either, like for real.
It's because
like,
they think they're the shit because they weren't on
this
Dan Schneider's show.
Exposed herself.
Yeah,
no disrespect. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call you.
Oh,
but at the same
Mose,
time,
that bitch Mose. Yeah.
You talking about you?
Yeah.
I talked to everybody, the whole cast.
Yeah.
Wild.
You were young. Bitch, were you like 16? I'm like, wait, what? Like,
child.
You just can't say that. And then Ned. Bro, she said she fucked the whole cast or did some shit with the whole cast.
Oh, she, her and.
Her and Ned. She said her and Ned hit all over the set.
Like dated. Wow. Like dated back then. Shit,
why
like,
are you saying this?
Head all over
shit. I don't know, but they some freaks.
There was heads and feet all over Nickelodeon.
They some freaks, bro.
I'm not gonna say who
man,
said
nah,
this.
I can't watch that the same no more.
I'm not.
None of that. Nickelodeon is cooked. Hey,
yeah.
We done with Nickelodeon. Ain't that the slogan now? Nah, we done with the 90s.
Yeah. Someone called it Sickelodeon.
Wait,
bro.
Are you getting that Sickelodeon. NBA talk? Like,
yeah, I'm sports dude too.
Oh, someone shoot. Called it all Sickelodeon. Right, that was the nickname for it, Sickelodeon.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But I'm not going to, hold on, last thing I want to say. I'm not going to say who said it except he owns the place. But we're riding out here and he goes, you know, I think Nickelodeon might be the reason for Feet Finder. I sat there for a second. I was like,
who said that?
I was like, yo, he might be right. Like, low key, because as people got older, that might have became something that they liked.
Yeah.
That's
crazy. I don't
crazy.
Even know what Feet Finder is, bro.
Oh, it's like
girls get paid to
show
take
their
pictures
feet.
Of their feet.
Niggas weird, bro.
Oh, thank you, Dan Schneider.
Weird, bro. How do. Oh, Lord. Imagine paying
take
for
that
a
back.
Picture of a foot, bro.
Bro.
Shit, wow. That shit nasty.
Bro, watch a movie. If you're that desperate, you can find somebody.
Go outside.
Get a bitch.
Go to the beach.
Go get
to
a
the
bitch.
Beach.
Do something.
Like, get a girl.
All right, but if you had a... All right, hypothetically speaking, you have a daughter. She comes home and says, Dad, I made $100,000 last month selling feet pictures.
I'd be okay with it. I'm going to be honest.
How old is she?
Because it's not like she's showing, like, nudes.
She's an adult.
We're going to have a talk. But
really?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Have a talk.
Definitely going to have a talk.
Yeah.
But.
It's not like
no
she's
one,
like,
all right, but no one knows it's her, though.
That's fine. But still, I'm
like,
going to have a talk.
Yeah.
We're going to have a talk.
Yeah.
Because she definitely tried to do some shit like that behind my back and then try to be like, ah.
Yeah, look how
I
much
know.
Money I made.
And then she's just telling me, I'm like,
but
she don't all right. Exactly.
Yeah. But at least she's not showing, like. Like boobs
exactly.
or shit, you know.
We're gonna
like
have a talk.
Right. Yeah, like you know.
Well, now you done told me your account.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a manager now. we're making bank.
We had a good segment on the Quiet on
Set.
I'm good with that, but
yeah, hey, that was fun. We could talk about Diddy now.
No Diddy.
No
Diddy.
You said you're a big sports guy.
We are.
Yes. Yes.
So, what are you into? What sports did you play? Anything growing up?
Oh yeah, in high school, I was on the basketball team.
Okay.
So, ANAP Cougars. Freshman year, I played.
Shout out RBJ.
Freshman year I played, and then my sophomore year I played as well, got to JV. Then my junior year was a little weird. So I went to Annapolis, and then I transferred to Lanphier for like 6 months. Lanphier out here in where is that shit? By John R. It's right. Y'all know where that's at? Lanphier,
no.
Okay. Yeah, Madison Heights.
Oh, okay.
I went there for like 6 months. Whack. Right back. But since I did all that transferring, it messed up my sports, so I couldn't
I
do that.
You.
And then my Have senior year, I hooped again. But I also did track my sophomore year and senior year as well.
Okay. So you're big into the NBA?
Oh, Yes, but I just can't watch it how I want to because I'm trying to do so much shit for my life.
But you kind of keep in touch.
I try to keep in touch.
Yeah,
big historian on the game, all that. I love it.
Give me your lineup of all time.
Starting five.
Yeah, you're starting five.
Yeah, or you could do just.
Or you could do top five.
It will change every time somebody asks me this. So this is not defined.
Do you have like an all time player that's like your goat?
My goat.
Yeah, like Ben your Wallace. Favorite. Oh, I'm
Ben Wallace.
Ben Wallace. If I had to have a personality, it'd be him.
Yeah,
he was. If it had to be anything, yeah, it's him, bro. Like,
here, I'll show you.
Straight odds stacked against him.
Yeah,
I fuck.
You know what I mean?
He low key.
One play style.
Isn't he
and
like,
dominated in it? I arguably should be the best defender of all time because Ron Artest snuck in 2004 and got that Defensive Player of the Year over him. He should have five straight, but he got four.
Isn't Ben Wallace the only player in the Hall of Fame that was like undrafted?
Yep.
Yes.
Is he the only one that's been undrafted?
Yes. The first undrafted player to be in the Hall of Fame.
He's still the only, I believe.
That's hard.
Off strictly defense.
All right, but run me up your lineup.
Okay.
Or you could do top five all time in your personal preference. But
so Peep.
Pete?
I said so Peep.
Oh, I thought you said Pete. Like Pete Maravich. I was
pistol.
Like, damn, at the one?
Nah.
All right, who's at the one?
Hee hee. Give me Magic. Yep. Magic Johnson.
That's a good answer.
You feel me? I don't take no Magic Johnson slander. First of all, five-time champion.
Michigan State, boy.
You feel me? Michigan State.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? How many MVPs? I want to say five, two? Or about four?
Three?
No, he got it. He was rolling.
I think it's five.
He was rolling for a minute. Yeah. He up there with his championships.
Yeah.
You feel me?
He got five.
And 6'9".
Yeah, he's huge. For a point guard, that's crazy.
At the two. Give me Michael Jordan, bro. Fuck all y'all.
Screw
the 90s. Y'all don't know ball, bro. Yeah, he only could go right. But nobody could stop him going right. So what the fuck are we talking about right now?
Facts.
You feel me? At the three, LeBron James.
Yeah.
LeBron James. I don't need to say more. LeBron. At the four, I think about this a lot. This is the one that will always change. I'm split between Tim Duncan and KG.
Mm.
And I'm
Dirk?
No, Dirk don't get it.
No.
The defense
that
KG and Tim provides just pushes Dirk to the side for me. I mean, he has great scoring, but he works in the system.
Yep.
But those two always gonna change. To me, those are my top two favorite power forwards of all time. And honestly, I shouldn't even put Tim Duncan there. Because really, he a five. He only played the four for his first 5 years because of David Robinson. And then he switched back to the five.
Mm-hmm.
So he really a center. But I'm going to put him at the four.
Yeah.
I'm going to put him at the four. And at the five, people going to hate me for this. Nikola Jokic.
Ooh.
That's not a bad
I'm
answer.
Not even playing, bro.
Bro,
if you,
he's getting to that point.
The eye test, what he's doing on the court, game to game, bro. We got to give flowers. Like, I'm tired of people hating, bro. Give the flowers when you see it, bro. He is great.
I swear to God, the other night, I swear to God, I was just, like, laying in bed just like
Didn't he have a perfect triple-double?
He might
Twice?
Have. In the same week, I think, or something like that, wasn't it?
Bro, he had a perfect triple-double. Look at my eyes, bro. They watering. That's greatness, bro. Bro, he ain't miss a shot. 10 plus assists, 10 plus rebounds. Like what? And no turnovers. I think one of the games he already had like one or two. This is a 7 foot center.
I was thinking the other day.
What is happening?
I was up late at night thinking the other day because I was scrolling through. I saw like a Jokic just like craziest shots, like montage or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting there like thinking to myself, I'm like, this guy might be one of the best centers of all time.
Bro.
Yeah.
Bro, when it's said and done, bearing injuries, bearing his career. Is going at the stride that it's going, bro. He will be. And I don't see an argument. Yeah, you probably talk about his defense. But everything else that he does, which is a little bit more important than his defensive output, is way more contributing, bro. Pass, shoot, playmake. But he is the system.
Yeah.
And then he'll do some bullshit at 0.5 seconds left on the clock.
One leg.
Those shots he was hitting against the Lakers, bro.
In the playoffs. He doesn't feel pressure. Like.
Crazy.
It's crazy, bro. And I really feel like Jamal Murray feeds off of that.
Yeah, he does.
That's why Jamal Murray's so cold like that. That's why he come up like that. He like, oh, he doing that. I can do it too. Mm-hmm. That's where you get MPJ coming in like that. Mr. Don't pass. He don't need to. He got Jokic. I would average 0.5 assists too.
Yeah.
I'm usually, if I like build a five, I'm going like Shaq or Kareem. But like Jokic is definitely.
I'm going
Jokic
Shaq, is probably.
And then peep the lineup I just made.
Oh, I know. So much space.
Magic,
the system.
Jordan.
Magic, they all can play off each
Magic,
other.
Magic, Jordan, Bron, and then he said KG or Timmy D.
All, bro, all of them going to let. Look. Okay. Who the offensive dude in my lineup?
Jordan. But Dirk's a dog. Like, I know you already asked him, like, no Dirk. But Dirk's like.
Don't do this.
Dirk can compete with those dudes, dog, easily.
Don't do this.
What? You don't think he can?
Ofo KG, right?
Yeah.
MVP Dirk, 2007. Who you taking?
Dirk.
You tripping.
KG's way more of an athletic freak than Dirk.
Yeah, so? Jokic,
Dirk got,
so Giannis is more
Dirk
of an athletic
got put out in the first
Jokic,
round against the Warriors
Jokic.
That year, Bucko.
Yeah, but that's not on him. Dirk,
it is on him. He shot. What?
If you don't have the
look
teammates.
Look into it.
Team,
no,
Tim
it wasn't
Duncan
him. It
was
wasn't his teammates. I mean, it was Dirk. That was his worst
why?
Playoff
he played,
season.
He played really
worst
bad that playoff series?
Damn. Huh?
He played really bad that playoff series? I'm asking.
Yeah. That was his worst playoff performance,
damn.
Bro.
Was that Baron Davis playoff run?
Yes.
Yeah,
we
they
believe?
Were some dogs
yes.
that year.
But you go with 0-4, KG, Western Conference, only Western Conference appearance from the Timberwolves.
Who beat them?
The Lakers.
Lakers and then the Pistons
and then
beat
the
Lakers. Oh, so we could have got KG in the finals?
Who's the, possibly. Who's the greatest basketball player of all time?
They all are. I'm not going to be one of them guys okay. and pick. No, I'm not going
to
be like that.
You don't like to compare errors? No.
As of right now, though, the greatest one of it, shoot.
How about
I
the greatest player
of
that
our
you've
generations?
Seen?
Yeah. LeBron James.
Yeah, LeBron. That's
LeBron James. And there's no real debate against
how
it.
How you feel about Kobe?
Kobe about? Was great.
Okay, I appreciate
Kobe
that.
Kobe was great, bro.
Yeah, I love Kobe.
So no, I give. No whoa.
Scotty's
whoa,
overrated
okay,
as shit.
Scotty, he's up there. But Wilt, I like Wilt. I like Wilt. But,
Scotty's overrated as fuck.
I'll take Kareem over Wilt. I'll take Shaq over Wilt. Yeah, that's the
same shit. Someone compared Scottie Pippen to LeBron James the other day.
I'll take Hakeem. No. Oh. I'll take Hakeem over shit.
Hakeem
was my
different.
Second to Jokic.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to throw Jokic out there just to really like stir the pot a little bit.
Yeah.
And to get people to really think. But if I had to not pick Jokic, it would be Hakeem Olajuwon.
Yeah.
Now you're ahead of the time with the Jokic take, though, because like.
He'll get there.
I'll give it like when he retires.
Give it one more year.
Dude,
let him win another ring.
I'm
it's
saying,
over.
I'm saying,
it's over.
When he retires, people are gonna look back and be like, "Damn!" This
technically,
dude was
he won
special,
three MVP
bro.
Straight. If we want to,
and
really
he'll be
talk
the greatest player. He could be the greatest center of all time. It's all
two season MVPs and the final MVP. I call that three straight.
Bro, yeah, for sure, it could happen. He could be the greatest.
And
center
this year,
of all time.
Front runner for is he
front runner?
Yes. No, number two right now is Shea.
I think that
and number
might
three
be
right
runner.
Now is. Luka just snuck in there, but
Tatum?
Is Giannis up there?
Tatum was up there.
No, Tatum is not up there.
He was for a little bit.
Ooh,
really?
No, I think he dropped. I think Giannis and Luka is up there.
Yeah,
Giannis, Luka, Shea, and Jokic.
Yeah,
remember Lauri Markkanen was up there for a little bit this season. I saw a list like halfway.
That.
I saw a
like,
list
I
and it was
that.
Like
halfway through the year.
No matter,
I know
it was
about.
Like a list, and it was
he
like
nice,
no matter how you argue it,
that was crazy.
No matter how you argue it, these are the best 10 players in the world, and it was like guys like KD, Bron, Steph, like
everybody.
The guys. And then he goes Lauri Markkanen, and I go, "Are you fucking kidding me?" He played good
but
for
shout
a
out
half
to the Utah
season.
Jazz, though, man. Shout out to all. Hey, man, I don't want
to
just talk about the top teams, man. I love all.
Let's talk about them Pistons.
The Pistons, man.
How we feeling? They won last night. 13th
against the Wizards.
Thank you
I'll
giving
take
me
it.
The opportunity.
We're not the worst.
To give my opinion on the Pistons on the podcast.
Yeah, how you feel?
Okay, so look, check me out.
Yeah, go ahead. I want to hear this.
I love the process.
You feel me? I do too.
Check me out. Yeah, we losing right now. It's probably the worst losing we'll ever experience. We're going to get back to our glory. I don't really believe in our GM. I will be 100% Troy Reaver, right? I feel like he bullshitting. I ain't gonna cap.
Really?
Do better.
That's a bold statement.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Cause this don't make no. Let's look at the track record, bro. We ain't been in the playoffs since 2008,
19.
No, 2009. My mistake.
Blake
Griffin with AI.
Blake Griffin, we went.
Oh, right. You played the Bucks. 2016 and then 2019. Right.
I
forgot about them years because we got swept.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I haven't seen, as a Pistons fan, I haven't seen us win a playoff basketball game.
You put that?
Look at the date on it.
2020? Okay.
That was before Killian was drafted. Type shit. I think Sekou Doumbouya was the only person on the Pistons.
I don't know who. I don't know that name.
Me.
No, I'm talking about that one person you just said.
He was like a French guy that we had drafted.
Yeah, we had a French guy on our team that was left-handed.
He was like number 45.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, that's you know, he was a guard or something.
That's Killian Hayes. Who?
Killian
was number 7.
I don't know who you're talking about. I don't.
You like Cade?
I love Cade. Yeah. Cartier Cade.
That's the guy, dog.
We need to keep him. Like Jalen Duren. I actually got to meet him at the movie theater.
Oh, really?
Yep. That's cool. I got to meet him.
I like Ivy.
I set up his he had a little thing he was doing. I ain't gonna get into a full spiel, but
he was having a good time.
I set him up.
Yeah, that's cool.
It was a dope experience. And then the next night, the nigga went ahead and did 29-19, and I was like, I played a hand in that.
Run it back. 29-19.
But him and Kay definitely is who we need to definitely build
around.
They're the pillars. I'm sick we got rid of Sadiq.
Yeah, that one kind of hurt.
That one hurt.
Because he was like the first one.
Can I be for real? This is go like I'm a huge fan of this guy. I don't know why.
Is he on the team still?
No, but he used to play. Luke Kennard. I don't think we should have never got rid of Luke Kennard. That was such a drop.
I'm because so bitter.
I'm looking at his usage rate and I'm looking at his per 36 and all of that. If he get minutes, he's him.
Strap.
He was averaging 20 something for us right before we traded him. Like it was like right at the end. Like he was on a tear.
Strap.
Traded his ass and I was to the Clippers and that shit just
he's making the bag right now. They only use him in the playoffs though. Like they literally don't let him play.
But the thing is, bro,
in Memphis since everybody
the
injured.
The thing is, bro, who we should have drafted and not Kennard. That's why I'm bitter at Luke Kennard. Mm-hmm. Is we should have drafted Donovan Mitchell.
Oh, I was thinking Devin Booker first.
Yeah,
because Donovan Mitchell even said himself.
Yeah, he thought he was
coming
to the Pistons.
You would have told me after the draft that I wasn't a Piston, I would have like been like you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Damn.
But we went and got fucking Luke Kennard.
Back to what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Our management is terrible.
Those guys are gone now, so, I think.
They're starting to clear house, which is what I like to see.
How do you feel about Asor Thompson?
Asor?
He's locked down.
You know, just give him time. Yeah, let him grow. 1 year. Let him grow, man. You know, I need more to see. Now, the thing is with Killian and the difference between – yeah, I said his name. The difference between him and Asor, I see – I don't know, 3, 4, 5 times more than what I seen in this dude than I seen you in your first 3 years, bro.
Yeah.
And I don't know what took the Pistons so long to not see that when the fans knew.
It's
like
good
by year two. Like, bro, toss this
you know
toss
what's
this
funny?
Nigga to the river,
you know
bro.
What's funny?
Like
I know exactly what you're about to say right now.
He asked his management said, we want to go somewhere new, like trade us. They just dropped and they're like, nah, you can just leave, bro. Like, we're not sending you nowhere. Like, no one wants you.
The fact that they had to wait for him to come and say something lets me know y'all bullshitting.
Yeah.
Y'all, he had to say, I don't want to be here no more.
I bet that was the thing, though, that was kind of like, okay, then fuck this guy. Like, for real.
But
like,
no disrespect. I hope you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
ball out, Killian. You know, keep hooping, bro.
To be honest,
you just didn't work with us. Hey, I'm not trying to, like, put you down.
I was a Killian face.
Bro, you sucked, bro. You sucked. I need you to, like, humbly accept that. Like, bro, nigga, we was booing you when you got the ball. Like, we was looking at you like, get rid of it.
Yeah.
Get rid of it. Because you just, I don't know, man. Like, it just didn't work.
Shit.
You know, hopefully it'll work somewhere else. Hopefully you don't become one of them players that leave and get better. Chris Middleton. Hope you're not one of them players that, you know, we missed out on and you give us 30 another night. And then we just like, well.
Imagine imagine Killian walks into the Little Caesars Arena and just gives the Pistons 50.
50. Yeah.
It's like every player we let go of end up being cold. Like, I don't know why, bro. Like, this is a bad track record.
Except, literally. Honestly, some of my least favorite.
Even Darko got better after we let go of him. You know that? He stayed in the league for like 10 years.
Yeah, he was doing UFC.
Remember Mehmet Akur?
Yeah, he was a dog.
Bro.
He was an NBA
went crazy all-star. With Utah after he left us.
He was an all-star in Detroit, though.
No, he was an all-star with Utah.
Was it really only in Utah? He was like a good – he was like Steven
Adams. Darren Williams, Carlos Boozer, Mahet Okur, all of them. Andre Carolin. Man. Bro.
Yeah, they had a good team.
They don't know about Darren Williams.
One Western Conference Finals
Derek
run.
Derek Fisher was on one of that.
Yeah, that one year. He was weird, bro. Let's talk about Derek Fisher. Hold on. Did y'all notice he'll pop up on a random team and then jump right back to the Lakers? Like
he did that like four times.
He did it like four times. Bro, the Jazz. You remember when him in Jazz jersey, right? Do you remember him in the OKC jersey? Yeah.
Yes. I remember that him
during the Miami days.
Yeah.
Yes, bro. Yeah. It did.
He played Golden State. Another team.
I remember him in a Golden State jersey. But then I also remember him in each iteration of the Lakers jerseys.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how did you do that?
Because he was in Kobe's draft class.
Yeah, he was in 96. Wasn't he undrafted?
No, he was like second round.
Yeah. Okay.
Out of Little Rock, Arkansas.
Okay.
Well, y'all see what he did to Matt Barnes, bro?
I don't want to get into that. Oh. That fuck nigga shit right there.
Yeah, he hold him. That's shady. That
shit right there.
Jumping back.
Shout out Matt Barnes, man.
Jumping back into like the music, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Today's what, the 30th of March?
Mm-hmm.
So while we're recording, this is 30th of March. You guys both performed last night.
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
Tell me a little bit about that. How'd that go? Where was that at? For the people that don't know.
Yeah.
Bro, what's the name of it? Friday Night Lights. Oh, yeah. We was at Friday Night Lights last night. It was right there off Woolbert. On my Instagram and stuff, I got the flyer and stuff. And on TJ Instagram, he got the flyer.
Links will be in the description.
Yeah, links will definitely be in the description for that. It was dope, man. It was a nice little vibe. I think me and T and our other boy was there, Tay. We found our vibe, you know, something, because that's what we was looking for. It was like a spot that we could go to consistently and do a little show or do a song or something and connect with people and talk to. That's what we was really looking for. And definitely to work on our stage presence and stuff like that. So, and I think we found it because it all night, man. Like we were there from what we was a little late. it was late as hell. We had to put our name on the overflow list. It was so many people that it was going up. So, shoot, we didn't get out of there about 1:30. We got there about 9:30, and we enjoyed every moment, bro.
Yeah.
So everybody was nice, cordial, respectful. Everybody was having a good time. Everybody engaged with each other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the DJs and the DJ and the host made sure everybody was paying attention. Like they got little sayings and shit. Like all types of like respect the mic, quiet. What was the other one? Respect the mic.
I thought
he
was
supposed
to say quiet on
set.
Nah. How you said respect the mic.
Respect
the
mic.
Everything they say three times.
Yeah, they say it three times type shit. So everybody will hear it.
Yeah, snap too.
Yeah, snap if you're doing poetry. So it's not just music.
Yeah.
They also out there doing poetry. Cool. So if you got some poetry and you know been trying to share it with some people, pop out, man. Yeah, that shit dope, bro. And it's right in between the east and the west side.
Okay.
Right, you know, because Woolbert is that divider for real.
Yeah, I'm looking to get back on stage, bro.
That's what he was saying. No, we ain't gonna talk about that. The party man was tripping that night. I ain't gonna lie.
What about the Southwest?
Is it that east or west?
Bro, what?
Like, it's in the name.
What about Southwest?
Bro. We didn't have to tell him. Nobody even told him. We just all look like, stop talking, bro. Like, just stop talking, bro.
I just want to know where the Southwest is. You know what I'm saying?
I'm like, bro. East, West, Southwest? No. All right. But anyway, it was dope.
You touched on stage presence.
Yes.
And that's what caught my eye to you at Camp Currency. I think you could say the same too.
Yeah.
Like when you started performing, we were like, "Yo, like who is this dude?"
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
Really, we looked at the lineup, like, "Yo, who is this guy?"
Yeah, that's we funny. Always keep our eyes open.
That's and funny.
Then, like I said, when we found you, we saw that you were working with TJ, and you guys dropped Dead at Dawson. I want to talk a little bit about. I want to hear your perspective. I mean, we touched on it on TJ's episode, but I want to hear your perspective about how that album project came about. You know. Just like the behind the scenes, what went into it. You got any memories, studio stories, you know?
Let me see, man. First, I want to touch on thank y'all for catching my stage presence, man. Because I've been talking to T about that. That's like one of the things I'm a little bit on, like trying to improve. So for y'all to say that, appreciate that.
For sure.
You know, I'm steady working at that. So But with that at Dawson, man, that shit was so fast. Like, I don't think y'all understand how quick that went. It was this simple. TJ, you trying to do a tape? Yeah. I'll let you know when you got time. All right, I'll let you know when I got time. All right, I got time here and there. I got time here and there. Okay. Come this day. All right. Came that day. Did all that shit.
Damn, in one day?
I had made the beat. I made all the beats in like one sitting. I probably made like.
We've talked about doing some shit like that. That's crazy.
Yeah, we want to do a 24-hour album challenge.
Yeah.
Ooh, that'd be hard.
Yeah,
that'd
just be all hard. Locked in here.
Cause that's literally how, like I said, it's like I sat down, made all the beats in one sitting, bro. Like I made four beats one night. That's usually how I do it. Like last night I did the same. Not last night, the other night I did the same shit. You know, I just sit down. Set up the samples, put the, you know, the drums under the 808s, go from there. Yeah. So I did that with Dead at Dawson. I just made all the beats one night, made an extra two beats the next night, and I'm like, shit, you know, come through this day. He came, he slid on all of them, you know, like for real. That was quick, quick process for real. So,
good shit. That's crazy. In a day, bro, that's wild. Yeah. I feel like I would get way too frustrated.
Oh, bro, you just gotta relax.
Just power through it.
You gotta relax, bro. And it, I don't really want to get a spill about how I rap because it's different.
Yeah,
it's like really different.
Yeah.
Tia tell you, bro. Like, I don't even know what the fuck I'm doing.
Yeah.
But that's the key too. It's the art of it at the same time. Yeah. So it's like, I don't be too hard on myself. I'm like, it's okay to be corny. Corny sales. Hey, corny sales. Don't never let nobody tell you that. Corny gonna make you. Corny gonna have somebody look at you and be like, that's corny. You looked at me and told me that's corny, though.
It's not wrong.
It's engaging.
It's engaging. You know what I'm saying? Like, wrong, yeah. You know, don't be like a dweeb fucking corny. Like,
but
don't
like
be,
sometimes corny ass bar sometimes like, is needed.
Like, don't be Detroit lyrical, rap? miracle, cheerical. Like, don't do that shit. Like, don't.
Relax.
No. You know what I'm saying?
Relax. Calm down.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like, you know. Relax a little bit. You know, talk your shit. You feel me?
100.
If you want to rhyme grass with ass, go for it. You know, however you want to make it work.
Yeah.
But if it work, go. So right. That's really what I do. I just rap, bro. Yeah, bro, I've said some wild shit. Like, I've said some shit that just, where did you get that from?
Huh?
Remember the story I posted? I don't know if y'all seen it.
I was on live one time, bro. I had posted a clip. I don't know if y'all seen it.
Yeah, he thought I said.
I thought he said some other shit, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I thought he said some crazy shit. He said something different. But the clip sound, when I put it in the clip, it kind of sounded like he said what I thought he said a little bit. So it was like.
Wow.
Yeah. You'll have to show us that.
Yeah, we'll definitely show y'all. We'll definitely show y'all that, man. We'll definitely show y'all that shit. But so yeah, man. So that's really, it was so quick. Dead at Dawson was quick, man. Definitely with the horror element because it was that was the kind of theme that he wanted to go with. I really put TJ in creative control of it, really. I just wanted to put my voice on it type shit. I'm really just a lyricist. Like, I just like to do the rapping part, and I really just like doing that part. I do want to get into beats and stuff, though, but that'd be later on in the process. But as right now, I just like my voice, and I just want to see how far in my potential I can stretch, in my range I can go with it. I have like a lot of different type of music. Like, I'm actually like trying to cook up my own little sound.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's dope, bro.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so definitely.
I definitely want y'all to check some shit out.
Bro. Oh, for sure.
Yeah. While you're touching on that, what's your like schedule looking like for 2024 with like upcoming music?
I already got two projects done.
Okay.
So.
Two different completely sound? Like two completely different sounds?
Two completely sounding projects.
Okay.
Completely. One Detroit-ish, Chicago-ish type drill type. I'm a fun rapper.
Mm-hmm.
I get deep every once in a while. I will say that. But for the most part, I'm just trying to have a good time.
Yeah.
And I feel like I just want to spread that energy. High school, I was class clown, bro. I forgot to mention that. I won class clown. High school. That's not a flex or anything, but it's just something, you know, personality bit. But yeah, so like I can be like that, but like, yeah.
Sure. there was this video I saw you at Uno's when you guys were performing at
I think I know what you're talking about.
What was it?
Are you talking about the skirt?
Yeah, dude. I want to pull that up.
Pull up
here.
In the four focus.
Yeah,
Nate, pull up in the four
when you're
focus.
Editing this, yeah, pull up in the four focus.
3, 2, 1.
Yeah, put that right there.
Pull up in the four focus.
That shit was hilarious, bro. That had me scrolling, like seeing this. That had me dying, bro. I saw that and I was like, yeah, we got to get this guy on. This dude's funny.
Yeah, man. That's just that support, man. You know what I'm saying? If you my guy, I'm gonna support you. You feel me? That's my dog right there.
Do you have any favorite singles out right now? Favorite projects? Anything like that?
Man, I listen to myself so much. It's kind of crazy. Like, it's all I do. I'm kind of locked into it. So, yeah, a lot of it's unreleased. I listen to all my unreleased stuff mostly. I don't really tap back in with my old stuff. But when I do, yeah, that Dawson, of course. Stay Tuned. It's off Shank Hello.
Okay.
So I got a project with this upcoming producer. I don't know his location directly. I know he's a young dude, though. But me and him got Discord information, where that's how we tap in with each other. Met him through the chat, by the way. Trash Bag Records Discord. Also, shout out Trash Bag. but also, Shank Hello was like the first... my toe dipping into like fucking with my own sound.
Mm-hmm.
And I performed one of the songs at the concert. It was called Hello Shank, and that was the one that everybody was really fucking with. I'm sick nobody got no videos of that, bro, but I played that bitch like twice. Like, they was fucking with that one. So I just can't wait for y'all to check out some of my shit, bro, cause like I got some shit on me.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear it.
Yeah, for real. Shit on me. Yeah, I'm excited for the new shit.
Oh, bro. I also got, like, hold on. I got SoundCloud exclusives. So, like, I got, like, only shit that's on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
So, I dropped some shit called Unreleased Shank and Unreleased Shank 2. My guy. I got some songs on there I love.
We're coming down. We're coming down to some of the quick hitters right now. Do you ever get a creative block or, like, Well, you said you don't write. So, yeah, creative block. And if so, how do you overcome it for people watching that might be going through the same situation?
Yes. Everybody will have a creative block as normal as part of the process. So my technique is living life, escape. I just give it a break for a minute. That's what I've been doing right now. 'Cause you want to fuel your creativity as much as you can, so you got to just live life, man. You got to add to it. The reason you got to a block because you ran out. So.
I like that.
So
I like that.
You just got to recharge. You feel me? So, like, I feel like, and my mama be like, you need to get a better job, you know what I'm saying? Pay more money. But I like where I'm at because movies fuel my creativity. A lot of my songs is heavily movie inspired, cartoon inspired, so many metaphors and similes and so many, it's all over the place.
Yeah.
But it comes from living life, like just being out here, hanging out with people. And I'm not saying like doing it OD, but like definitely giving yourself some time to enjoy, you know, being alive, man, breathing. Yeah. You feel me? And then come back to it and see what happens.
Yeah.
You're going to level up like a Saiyan. Oh, God. That's how I feel every time.
What would you say?
What I say? I'm SSJ2. I'm right now, I'm SSJ2. I ain't going to cap. Oh, my God. RIP the GOAT. RIP the GOAT. RIP Akira Toriyama. I'm sorry, y'all.
You're all good.
Yeah, we had to put that out there, but I'm SSJ2 right now, so.
Okay. What would you say your biggest weakness is as an artist? Something you know you could improve on or want to improve on in the future?
Hooks.
Ooh.
I don't do a lot of hooks. My next project, though, my next project, I'm going to get into that in a second, though. But I definitely have been dabbling with trying to make some more catchy, like hooks. But really, I've been trying to cook up something a little bit more than just hooks, though. Like, I don't like that how music is structured. I don't like how art is being structured right now. Like, I don't feel like that's okay. I don't feel like it's like, oh, this is the blueprint. Mm-hmm. But if it's art, why is it a blueprint?
Yeah.
If it's truly art, it shouldn't be a blueprint. It should be whatever it is. Exactly. And then we're starting to see now more and more, especially with this Milwaukee shit, bro. Maybe I ain't got cheese. Like, that shit, this shit don't matter. Like they flipping the script, and every time something blows, because it's different.
Yeah.
So the blueprint don't fucking matter. If you want to have a blueprint, you're just going to be a clone. You're just going to be like everybody else. It's not going to work. So you have to push the pedal. You have to do different shit. So what I've been doing is just having a catchy moments, like certain parts of the song that's like, oh, repetitive, and then it, or my tone and my delivery and my flow, my cadence, it might bounce in a certain way where, oh, okay, okay, type shit. So, but definitely improving on that end, because I need to catch people's ears.
I like the way you worded that.
Yeah, I get you.
If you could make a collab album with any artist in the music industry, who would it be?
Don't know.
And
that
why?
That I don't know.
That you don't know. Like a
I don't
like,
know none of them.
Like a, I'm saying, like you can't like say like TJ.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because everyone tries to say they're homies.
I'm not trying to stab myself in the foot with this one.
He'll be like, probably like this dude. Like, you know?
Myself.
Yeah. The homie.
I really want to think about it. I know who I want to say, but it's like Pierre Bourne, man.
Ooh, we haven't heard that one yet.
Give me Pierre, man.
Hey, Pierre,
I just hope
on.
He fuck with my music.
You talking him rapping?
Both production and him.
So I was going to ask, who would you want to produce it? But when you said Pierre, I was like, it's got to be Pierre doing both then.
Both.
Okay.
Damn.
I want both, man.
I like that.
Pierre, man, you Pierre. Come out here?
I want both, man. Shout out T-Lop. Shout out all that shit, man.
5 dinner guests, dead or alive. Could be anyone in the world. Doesn't have to be music related people. It could be anyone.
Who's going out to eat?
You're at the crib. You're going out to eat. It don't matter. You got 5 seats at the table. Who you bringing?
And what are y'all eating?
And who's making it?
Yeah.
My mama.
Okay.
She at the dinner or she making?
Both.
Okay.
Yep. She part of the game. How you doing, my man?
Chance.
So I guess that's. shoot. Damn. I mean, you don't understand how many rappers flipping through my head right now.
Well, we got another question that's top 5 give me, artists.
Give me X.
Okay.
I would love it. Just sit, eat with X. I always wanted to meet that guy. So weird of like how he could connect with people through technology like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we could tell like it was real. So I definitely wanted to see what that was like and meet this man. Lotto. I think she'd be funny as hell to eat with. I feel like she have good conversations, and I love her fucking her. Well, I don't. Does she really talk like that, or is that just her like her accent?
She talk, she from the South,
bro. That's really her. I just be nodding and smiling at everything she say. I just be like, yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? And I got to diverse it up a little bit. Let me get 21 Savage. Also, I feel like another funny nigga, but also a real nigga that kind of talked to me about some real shit, too. And also, I'm a huge 21 Savage fan, so definitely 21. And then lastly,
I'm gonna sample this. It sounded hard in these headphones. I was like, wait a second. I can do something with that.
I really want to say Prince.
Mm.
And that's mostly for my mama, but also the independent side of what he did in the music game.
Yeah.
I know what Michael Jackson did, but he carved his own little section, and I haven't really dived too far into his discography, but I knew who he was as a person, speaking with my mom and doing my own little research. So definitely Prince would be a person I would want to talk to like that.
I mean,
so that's a wild ass table.
It's a fire table.
I mean, there's a lot of people that think Prince might have been the most talented music artist of all time.
Yeah.
Like,
there, like, you can make an argument that he, like, because Mike, like, could sing and dance. Prince could sing and dance, and he was playing every fucking instrument. Like, but he would, like, nice. Prince was insane music-wise. So people will make that argument. I'm not the one that will make that argument, but people will. Like, it's a good argument to make.
For sure. I've heard a lot of people say that.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to ask your personal favorite top five artists, but I'm assuming, like, those.
Oh.
No?
That's just the dinner.
Okay. So what are you playing at the dinner? What music you playing at the dinner?
Oh, music?
No, I'm just saying, like, these top five artists. Like, I was just kind of tying into that.
All right, but I'm about to cheat. I ain't going to lie, though. You don't mind. So.
So how we doing today?
I'm going to do it on my.
Or we could hit them with the.
Alright, so I'm gonna hit y'all with the top five I'm listening to right now.
Okay.
Shank will be played. I'm just playing. I'll be playing myself.
He said
like that.
Shank.
Give me Benji Blue Bills.
I'm not
hard, bro.
Y'all don't know about Benji. That's one of I think him and Cardi got beef or whatever. So that's how I found out about the nigga.
Okay.
But the nigga nice. So Benji Blue Bills for sure. Give me Subi Baby. If you know about Subi Baby, get hip to Subi Baby.
I know
Baby.
The name.
They don't got no swag like us. Like, on God, nigga, go car. Another person that I just locked in the feature with, by the way, go by the name of Biz.
Okay.
I've been playing his shit lately. I'm really rocking with it. Is that three?
Yeah.
Three?
Yep, that was three.
TJ.
Okay.
And they going to hate me for this, but you know Miles.
Okay.
Those are the homies.
That's what's being played. Love. This was being played at the moment. I get paid every day of the week. I don't even know, man. That's it.
What is your favorite album with no skips? An album you can listen to from start to finish.
You already noticed it. Okay, man. T-Lop Deluxe, start in the middle.
Wait.
Do I got to say it again?
Yeah, go ahead one more time.
T-Lop Deluxe, start in the middle.
Start in the middle.
If you don't know, you don't know.
I don't know.
Pierre Bourne,
okay.
The Life of Pierre IV, Deluxe.
Oh.
But you start in the middle. You start with the second half of the album, so it reverses and plays back through with the first half.
Why
it's
do
the
you,
correct way to listen to it.
Why?
Yep.
Is that how he set it up?
No, he set it up the other way, but if you want to listen to basically, because when it came out, T-Live 4 came out first.
Okay.
That's poof all the way down type shit.
Mm-hmm.
The next year, he dropped the other half. And it's an extension, right?
Okay.
But if you flip it, it also has a secret.
He dropped a prequel?
No, it's a secret transition.
Oh.
That people don't know about.
But he kind of dropped a prequel a little
bit. How'd you find out about
this? Because I played the living fuck out of that album.
Because it's supposed to be played before it.
Shit so out is of this that something?
Album. He Star Wars'd it.
Is this something you found?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just. Yeah. A lot of his songs there's transition out of order.
Mm-hmm.
You could just put it together.
Yeah.
If you just fucking around. So I would do shit like that. So like Honey Berry and Honey Berry 2, I would put them together and it would sound right. I'm like, this nigga's the GOAT. Okay. I'm like,
so it's kind of like how Metro Boomin like weaves his albums
together. Right. Like that. But okay. And you know how other people would go out their way and find songs that match.
Yeah.
He's just doing that too. But so Pierre, since he used a lot of the same drum kits and a lot of the same shit, you could do that with his whole discography.
See, I wasn't sure if
but I was a Pierre head from like COVID to. Like 2022, like that's all I played was Pierre, bro.
Quick memory, bro.
This
all I played,
bro. This nigga used to have us.
And then it was Pierre.
Pierre, like from top to bottom,
really.
Literally, bro. We would just go on rides. Like we would just get high as hell. Either we'd be door dashing, or we'd just go on a long ass drive down Telegraph. I think one time we drove all the way to the end of Telegraph, bro. Just listening to Pierre, just to see what was at the end, bro. Like high as hell though, dog. That shit, man.
So you really into Playboy too?
Comethazine? What about Comethazine?
I ain't gonna lie, bro.
He had a little arc, but like, I'm like, okay, if you know me, I'm sorry, but I gotta get this out. If you know me, you know I got arcs. Like if you like really know, like TJ, they know what I be listening to, and they be making fun of me about it a little bit. So it started off. Really, I'm exposing you a little bit, bro. It started off with LMFAO. Let's get straight to the point. All right, we was some LMFAO fans, bro, back in the day. Man, fuck that. Shot, nigga. Nigga, what, nigga? Champagne showers, nigga. Nigga, all that. Literally, nigga, bro. Sorry for party all that. Rocking. Nigga, nigga, full album. Yes, the party's rocking. Yes. So, nigga, all that, bro. I can keep going.
They were some hit makers for a little
bit. On God. Too, but then once we kind of divided out and started getting our own music, next was really Chief Keef. We was really banging Chief Keef like a motherfucker, bro. We was banging Chief Keef. Not like
he's
not
a
like
staple, bro.
But we was fucking with Chief Keef. And then
he's a pioneer.
And then ASAP Rocky. And who, what was it? Big Sean. No, bro, I'm way before that.
Oh, yeah.
Big Sean, Drake, J. Cole, Kendrick. Then this started opening up for us. Like, but that's the mainstream shit. Before that, we all pretty much listened to old music.
Yeah.
Sick it was LMFAO to get us in the door. But
you really fuck with Playboi Carti?
I love Playboi. No, let me slap. Ooh.
Yeah, hold on. That's
let me
stop.
No, let me pause. Rewind. I like Playboi Carti. I don't love this nigga.
I like his old shit he was doing back in the day with like Uzi.
I like his creativity. I like what he's pushing. I don't know what the hell he's going on right now, but shit, yeah, niggas looking at it, I ain't knocking it. Do your thing.
He did a song with Camila Cabello that just came out.
He did.
And it's fucking weird as shit.
He did. Yeah.
V's? Damn.
Isn't Drake dropping with Pac-Man?
Yeah, Drake's supposed to be dropping with Pac-Man and
that's crazy.
And Rio.
Yeah, I see
that's
that.
Crazy.
Real, and I saw that.
Everyone's saying it's gonna be like the response.
That's crazy.
That will be crazy.
They just go in there shit talking.
If you had a gun to your head,
oh no,
and you gotta sing every lyric to a song in order to stay alive, and it can't be one of your own,
okay,
what song are you singing?
I'm gonna die because if you know me, you also know I suck with lyrics. I don't even know my own damn lyrics. I'm not even lying. But the song that I can get the closest to, this is wild. It's a Method Man and Redman song I knew since I was a kid. It's called, let me look this up. Yeah, give me the little Jeopardy sound real quick. How was your evening? Are you having a good day?
Tiger Woods lining up par 4. Par 4, 405 yards out.
It's gonna be very hot out. Crank your ACs up. What the fuck is this song at?
Can okay. we keep all this in, please? Okay. Just this whole segment. All
right, so basically, I got the song. It's called Part 2 by Method Man and Redman. There's more to it, but it's How High Part 2.
So you think you can make it?
Oh, yeah. I used to.
So you would
love. I'm not going to do it on camera. But I used to love that shit. What? You think you know a song that I would know more?
D12 and Eminem, My Band. You don't know that song word for word for word.
Got me fucked up.
Oh, maybe that's just me. I ain't gonna lie. I know that song word for word.
That shit was catchy.
Yeah, bro. That shit was. You try to get off stage, that. Right? Drop the mic. Welcome to these hot chicks, and I'm all like,
why do you go?
Name Slim Shady. Voice, I'm the lead singer of D12, baby. Like, oh my fucking god, it's him.
Slim's so hard, bro. He was so tough back then, bro.
Oh my fucking god, yes, like Eminem.
Oh my god, mom, I'm not doing much.
Nah, we did used to know some Eminem though. We did used to know some Eminem, bro.
Man.
It's ridiculous how people still know that shit. Like this nigga is the GOAT. Like, I ain't gonna lie. That Slim Shady is the GOAT. The new shit, nah. Nah.
I mean, it's not that it's bad. It's just
it's
that,
mature.
Like, it's just not what we're
looking for. It's too mature. He's
Oh yeah. Doomsday.
Oh yeah. It was. Yeah.
It's just.
I love.
He
Slim.
Thinks. I don't know. I think he knows his old shit is better.
I think he kind of.
But like,
to.
He's comfortable with what he's doing.
But he's still like top 10 globally in sales.
Yeah.
Like,
what is he tripping over? You don't
exactly.
Know.
He's
like,
good.
You know what I'm saying? Benzino, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. So what? You threw the spaghetti on Detroit.
Yeah.
Clean it up.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. Norm, who cares about Benzino? We just care about your daughter. Shout out, Koi. Hey, shit. I love All Natural.
Yeah, I did. I was in hip to all this.
now. That's Jesus, Betty. How your daughter surpassed your career?
I mean, she's a cutie. I'm not gonna lie.
That's crazy.
She a little cutie. She a little cutie.
We got the final question. Where do you see yourself 10 years from now?
I hate that question.
I was gonna say, I feel like you're more of like a live in the moment type of guy. You're not really thinking like that.
I definitely am.
Where do you see yourself in 10 minutes?
Shit, I couldn't even tell you that.
Probably do an outro.
It ain't nothing easy. I can tell you what's happening in the next 30 seconds.
Why do you not like that question though?
Because it's like transparent. What bro says, transparent, bro. And it's like you putting a cap on something.
Yeah.
Ain't no cap. This shit could go which way?
Yeah.
You feel me? And I'm gonna talk like
southwest.
That.
Southwest.
Southwest. It could go southwest. It could go southwest. It could go that way. But like, real shit, it could go which way? Because. You know what I'm saying? But if I'm aiming and I'm shooting, bro, I just know I'm gonna be working. Whatever I'm doing, I'm gonna be working. 5 years, 10 years, 15, I'm gonna be working. And I'm also gonna be working for something that I want people to speak out a lot more on, and like real shit. I'm pioneer, like none of that weird shit, bro. I'm a real dude. I want real energy, and I mean that shit. So like, respect to anybody I meet, respect straight up, but don't disrespect me. And you know what I'm saying, shit would be cool, you feel me? But like, nice. I just see myself carrying myself like how I should be. I should be a man.
100%.
I should be handling business. I should be chilling with my niggas whenever the fuck I want to.
Yeah.
Type shit. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm going for. And then I should be able to feed my family. I should be able to take care of this, take care of that, have some businesses, I got big dreams, bro. So I can't really answer that question.
Yeah. No, I get it though. I respect that. I respect everything you stand for too.
Yeah. Are we your first podcast?
Yes, you are.
Oh, that's dope. I'm glad. That's cool.
Well, no, I do want to thank you for coming on, bro.
Yeah.
Like I said, I really respect what you stand for. Appreciate you coming out. This was banger of an episode, to be
honest. This is real, bro. This was a real fun one.
I didn't see this coming.
Yeah, it was a good time.
I'm wishing you nothing but the best of luck in the future.
Thanks,
man. Hope to stay in touch, keep networking, keep collaborating. And you got anything before we sign off?
I mean, bro, I think you covered it. I mean, thanks for coming out.
Hold on. I got one, bro, because I'm just meeting y'all, bro. What's y'all favorite movies, bro?
My favorite movie?
Yeah, bro.
I forgot he's a movie, man.
This is weird. We never get asked questions by the guests.
Yeah, bro.
That's disrespectful, bro.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Ask us what we want. You want to go?
I got one. They don't ask y'all a question?
You got one.
We have our own episodes. We had someone else fill in as a host, but...
Y'all ever talk about movies?
Did you?
We talked about movies a few times.
Well, like, we've recently talked about branching out more than just music. Like, really branching out and, like, covering topics.
Nobody talking about movies, bro. Look at
quiet on set. A couple months ago, we probably wouldn't have covered that.
Right.
You know, we're expanding more. So, like, that will happen. We'll end up talking about
movies. But, people, look at the field. Look at the window of opportunity.
Yeah, 100.
Who talking about movies?
Nobody.
Who really, like, deep diving, like, bro, review time type shit. I'm just trying to give y'all a little game. I mean, it ain't shit to sit down for an hour and a half.
You know what movie?
2 hours. Mine. But yeah, what's y'all top threes? Yeah.
Ten Things I Hate About You with Heath Ledger. And
I got an itch for them teen comedies.
That
no
movie's
cap.
Really good, bro. Early, it was
that,
like late
and
90s.
Any of them teen comedies, bro. I fuck with them teen comedies, bro.
Yeah, you want to say one?
Ten Things I Hate
I can't
about
think
you.
Of like a specific movie that's my all-time favorite, but I have a list of that. I'm a comedy dude. I like a lot of comedies.
Wait. What type of comedy are we talking about? We talking about like PG-13 or we talking about raunchy? Like, we talking raunchy comedy.
Like Adam raunchy. Sandler comedy or American Pie comedy?
I'm talking both.
Yeah.
I'm talking further.
Yeah.
Fuck that. I'm talking about dumb shit.
No, I'm talking like dark humor, like type of
dark
comedy,
humor,
like shit
straight,
like
dark straight remedial. I'm talking like, straight like that.
All right, Adam Sandler or Will Ferrell.
Okay.
No, who?
Oh, who?
You can only watch one.
Pick.
You can only watch one the rest of your life.
Bro.
Who you picking?
Hell no. Now you asking real questions. Now here we go. All right. Real shit? No, let me paint the picture. Let me paint the picture, bro. If we got time to.
Good, bro.
You asking me Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, Waterboy versus
Talladega Yard.
Nights. No, I'm just gonna name that big three right there, and then I'm gonna name this big three: Talladega Nights, Step Brothers,
Elf. Those are probably his three.
We talking comedy. You saw them three I just put up there? I'm not putting Elf in there. That's a kids movie.
I mean, yeah,
no.
But like, yeah.
No. Yeah. It's funny as hell. No, but
talking,
that's a kids
comedy,
movie,
though. He's talking comedy.
We talking comedy.
So what would you throw in there?
I got Step Brother and I got Talladega Nights. It's between Blades of Glory.
Semi-pro, bro.
And semi-pro. No, you got it. Yep, yep.
Or
semi-pro.
Other guys.
Other guys.
No, the other guys. I got to sub out semi-pro for the other guys. Cool. I ain't going to cap.
Other guys is really good.
And honestly, it's a whole split. And I didn't even name. You already know. It's a plethora
There's
of
a
movies.
Bunch. Yeah, right? Yeah.
That run that
But that's not even my favorite three.
Yeah.
So I will go Talladega Nights. I will go Step Brothers. And I will go Anchorman.
That's it. You got to put that
But
there.
With Adam Sandler, y'all going to think I'm tripping.
Go ahead.
I'm going to go.
I'm gonna dap you up because I know you're about to say
the Ridiculous Six. Look, I fucking love that movie.
I haven't seen it.
What?
Yeah, no. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Okay,
but
let
I
me back it up
it.
A bit. Then let me back it up. That was a little too quick. Okay, let me go.
He went too deep.
Let me go. Okay, give me Waterboy. Give me Waterboy. You can't take Waterboy off. You can't take Waterboy off. You just can't do it.
One of my favorite
you
movies
can't do
of
it.
All time.
You
can't,
Bobby
Man,
Boucher.
Sorry,
you feel me? Ooh. Don't mess with the fucking Zohan.
If you don't know,
hey,
if you aren't hip, it's
know,
one of his
man.
Best
don't,
movies.
Don't mess
doc.
With the fucking Zohan, my nigga.
Like if you aren't hip, it's extremely
don't
offensive,
mess with the Zohan,
but it's
bro.
Hilarious.
Fucking, I love that shit. I don't give a fuck. And come on now, grown ups.
Mm. Wait, one,
grown-ups.
Two was kind of mid.
Two was mid.
Two is my type of comedy, bro. Two.
It was
my,
like more
it was straight
90s
dumb.
Adam Sandler.
It was just
yeah,
dumb.
Yeah. You know what my
Zac Efron playing a teenager? Like what the fuck is going on?
Was it Zac Efron?
Yes, Zac Efron was in Grown Up 2.
Taylor Lautner.
No, Taylor Lautner.
Taylor Lautner. Dude from Twilight, right? Yeah, yeah. It was Taylor Lautner. Zac Efron
real
plays
shit,
the musical.
I would take Seth Rogen over those two.
Mm. Ooh, that's not a bad take. I would take Jim Carrey over all of them.
You like Jonah Hill?
No, and I'm gonna say why. Jonah Hill, I love Jonah Hill.
Okay.
Jonah Hill go. But Jim Carrey, he a different tier comedy.
That's true.
I don't even put him in that type of comedy
his
with them.
His brain.
He can, bro. That boy is color, physical, like. Delivery.
Yeah.
He had, his movies was based around him. It wasn't even the script.
Yeah.
Adam Sandler and Will Ferrell, they not,
you know,
they not like that.
You know,
they
Grown
not
Ups
like
was like 80% like non.
Yeah. I'm hip. That's like improv type shit. Yeah, but this is one man.
Yeah, that's true.
And his speaking whole
facts,
shit
speaking facts.
Is
two things.
Me. Have y'all seen Me, Myself, and Irene?
You seen the Andy
Bro.
Kaufman movie he did?
Which one?
Where he plays Andy Kaufman?
Yes. That's one of his serious movies.
Have you seen the doc for it?
There's I know he went through a lot of shit. He went through a lot of shit being that. He damn near lost himself.
When he found out he got the role of Andy Kaufman, he went outside of his house and he was looking at the water and he goes, "Andy, like if you can hear me, sell me, like send me something. Like tell me that you can hear me." And then he could see two dolphins just start jumping. And then he said he felt in his body that Andy came back to like do his movie. Like
what the hell?
So yeah. If you watch, he doesn't go out of character.
Yeah.
He's Andy Kaufman 24/7 to the point where at the point in the movie where Andy Kaufman gets cancer, Jim Carrey has to like use a helicopter and like he's like in a wheelchair, like acting like he's like that's
Holy
how
shit.
Deep he got into the character.
Yeah, he
that's
fell
so
he
crazy.
Fell hard. He fell hard.
Insane.
And that brings up another topic. Not comedians, but comedic actors or people with that comedic feel, personally, my opinion, are better drama. Actors. Mm-hmm. They can deliver. They pulling from something that a lot of people have been through.
Uncut Gems.
Exactly.
Adam Sandler.
Have you thought about going into like film, like doing movies?
Yes, that's
it.
Also
do you wanna ask
one of my aspirations. Most
just
definitely.
Look up Jim Carrey.
Okay.
I do. It's just, you know, I can only pick one thing.
Yeah.
You know
about
what I'm saying?
To watch that shit tonight.
I wish I could work for both right now, but if opportunities come up, I'm definitely gonna go for it. But I want to get this right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Once I get this right and it's a foundation there and it's steady, now I feel safe to jump into and try to do some shit. And honestly, opportunities, you know, music and movies, they go hand in hand.
Yeah. Well,
so
the guy that we had on
some shit will come up out of that. You know what I'm saying?
Videographer, and he runs a company and he wants to develop eventually move into film and stuff.
And see, my aspirations for film, bro, I want to do the whole thing. But, yeah, like, I know that's going to take years. Oh, wow. That's why I'm saying, like, I'm not going to be done working.
Would you rather, like, be in front or behind the camera?
Both,
like,
bro. I want to do the whole thing. You want to direct and, bro.
Okay.
Bro,
Jordan Peele
like,
it.
If I laid on y'all, like, how much I've watched, bro.
Crazy.
I watched it from the 60s.
Yeah.
To today. Like, yeah.
Any movies that have came out recently? Are you into?
Oh, thank you for asking me that. Yeah, I need good recommendations. Look, the movie theaters is not dead, bro. I'm tired of everybody telling me that. Are you casuals?
Because I have a movie I want to ask you about. Because it's in my top three movies of all time.
Oh, God. Top movies out right now. Godzilla, King Kong, New Empire. Go check that out. 9 out of 10. Shank certified.
Movie review.
Shank certified.
Number 2, Late Night with the Devil. 10 out of 10. Shank certified. Hot, fresh, straight up. Straight up. Sharpened knife type shit. Like, that shit is crazy. And then
me and TJ looked at each other like, yeah.
Because it's kind of tough now, because everything else is kind of mid. Immaculate was ass. Don't go see that. Imaginary was ass. Don't
what about
go see
anything
that.
like
Kung Fu Panda 4? Fire.
Was it?
Fire. All right,
okay. Did you watch Sound of Freedom?
Sound of Freedom. No, I did not.
Can we just go get...
I did not. But I seen it streamed. Crazy. I didn't see the movie, but I see that it's up for streaming.
It's crazy.
I bet it is. It's some deep shit. No, bro, definitely go do that.
That'd be a good time. Did you see Iron Claw?
Yes.
Did you like it?
I loved it.
Did you know story behind it?
No, before? I didn't know anything.
I'm a big pro wrestling guy, so okay. I was like hip to the story and stuff. Oh my God.
Man, it's tragedy for that family, bro. Time. And then I had a problem with people complaining that they didn't put in the other death. I'm like, bro, how much more trauma you wanted to see?
Yeah, one of the brothers.
It's okay that they left that off screen.
And his was like honestly probably the saddest.
Yeah, like yeah. Nobody wanted to. And one that the electrocuted one?
No, the electrocuted one they talked about.
Okay.
There was another one that like he had like health problems, and it was like after the two brothers had died.
Okay.
And he like got into wrestling, like trying to be like his big brothers, and he eventually like started doing drugs and then he killed himself.
Type shit. Dude.
The worst part is the main guy, Zac Efron's character, Kevin, he pulls up right as his brother had just like shot himself. Like he had just missed
him.
Yeah.
It's horrible. It's in the movie too.
Yeah. It sucked. Oh yeah, that scene really didn't happen with Carrie. It was with the one that they cut out.
Okay.
Carrie, his dad, found him in real life.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's really, I'm telling you, it's definitely worth the watch.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Iron Claw.
Iron Claw.
It's got a Lip from Shameless. Oh. He's in it. Zac Efron.
Ghostbusters 2, Frozen Empire. Well, the new remake Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Fire as well.
Well, now, like I said, I do want to thank you for coming on.
Of course, bro. Hey, really appreciate thank you, and I'm definitely going to be looking into some of these movies. Yeah.
But Monkey Man, next week.
Okay.
Come out next week, bro.
For sure.
That shit going to be far. That right, shit going to be bet, hard, bet. Bro.
Oh, yeah.
That's some Indian John Wick type shit.
All right, like, bet.
Produced
bet,
by
bet,
Jordan
bet.
Peele. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I did see previews for that. Yeah.
Yeah,
I always like try.
I'm an action dude, too. I like it all,
Jordan
bro.
Jordan Peele, I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, I'm a drama dude, though. Like, drama is my top one.
I feel you.
Definitely. Yeah. Action is up there.
Well, check out his music, all of his socials, accounts. Everything will be in the description. Go stream his music. Go follow him on everything. Like
thank
I said, thank
man.
You for coming
thank
out.
Appreciate it, bro, for real.
Looking
yeah.
forward to seeing what you're dropping in 2024. We'll stay in touch.
Yep.
Keep it pushing.
Yes, sir.
On to the
appreciate
next one.
You, dog. Yep. Thank you.
Like, comment, subscribe.
Appreciate
and,
you, brother.
We'll see you guys
my
next
guy.
Sunday.
My guy.
Shank. Peace out.
Wee-woo.